faith in the living word of God. And we are going through this series of living proverbs. Living proverbs, faith in the living word of God. The Bible. The word of God. A couple of weeks ago, as I was preparing for this message, I happened to be in some place where I heard a conversation. I wasn't being nosy. I was just in the facility of the conversation. And a question was asked, how do I know what I'm reading in the Bible is true, and is it the word of God? Now, as soon as I heard that, my Christian antennas went up. Anytime you talk about God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, or church, your antennas go up. And the answer that was given was, well, you have to have faith. Pray and ask God to reveal his word to you. So I went on about my business. And so I needed a foundation for this message today. Living Proverbs. And as I was looking for a foundation title, the Holy Spirit sent me right back to what I overheard. And I told him, I said, well, that's not what where we're actually going. That's what I want. That's what he said. The faith in the living word of God. Faith in the living word of God. So how do we know that the Bible is true? How do we know that the Bible is true? Well, because the Bible says so. I can start right there. That's it. That's it. Because the Bible says so. Amen. See, we believe. By faith, we believe. By faith, we believe. Praise God. By faith, we believe, church. The Bible is true because it says it's true. 2 Timothy 3:16 reads, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what's right. Praise God. Praise God. In church, we also know that the Bible is true. And that the Holy Spirit bear witness to this truth. And as we pray and read our Bibles, we pray that the Holy Spirit open the ears of our heart and gives us what God wants for us. Allow us to understand God, to know what he wants, to understand what he's teaching us in this life. We know that the Bible is true. But it's not only just true. It's God. It's God. It's the living word of God. The living word of God. See, the Bible will testify for itself. The Bible will testify for itself through the life of the believer. The life of the believer. Now, I want us to say this together, but instead of the believer, I want you to hold yourself accountable and say me. And me. The Bible will testify for itself through the life of me. Amen. Amen. Because we are here to honor God, to glorify God, by our lives, our actions, the way we live on this earth. And we must know, church, and understand that the world is watching. Eyes are on God's people. Eyes are on God's people. To see, does our faith really hold up in this corrupt world? Does our faith really hold up when things don't go well? Do our faith really hold up against the desires and the temptations of this world? Eyes are on God's people, church. Will we honor God? Will we honor God and live by the living word of God? By faith? Or will we dishonor God and lie weak in our faith? I chose to honor God. Amen? Faith. Faith. Let's talk about faith for a moment. Faith can be hard, church. Faith can be hard. Faith can be a struggle. Faith can be a struggle in this corrupt world. Faith can be a struggle when things seem like it doesn't get any better. Faith can be hard when you can't see God's beautiful light at the end of that tunnel. But see, faith tells you that that light is there. You can't see it, but that light is there. Through the trials and tribulations of this world, it takes faith to know that that light is there. God will never leave us nor forsake us, so that light will be there. We must endure through faith to get to that light. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our faith is all we got, church. That's it. When we have nothing else or no one else, our faith in the living word of God is all we have. That's it. That's it. And we must hold on to that faith, church. We must hold on to it. We must build ourselves up in faith and start expecting the goodness of God in our lives. Build yourselves up, church. Build yourselves up in faith and expect the goodness of God in your lives. Expect it. Expect it. Hebrews 11:1 reads, "Now faith is the assurance of the things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Again, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for. The conviction of things not seen. Hope for, not seen. Hope for, but not seen. Faith. Jesus, hope for, but not seen, is our hope. We hope for Jesus. Heaven. Hope for, but not seen. Hope for, but not seen. This is what he asks of us. He will reward you for your faith. Hope for, but not seen. In every area of your life, everything that you journey in, hope for, but not seen. Build yourself up in your faith, church. Build yourself up, because that's all you have. God, that's God's promise. That's his promise. God is not the man that he shall lie. Hope forward. Walk in the ways of God. He will manifest it. He will manifest it in your life. Maybe not in this life, but in another life. Hope for, but not seen. How was your faith this morning, church? How was your faith in the Word of God? How was your faith in the Word of God? See, I'm sold out, church. I'm sold out. That don't mean that I'm always walking in obedience to the word of God. I wish. That don't mean that I'm perfect in the will of God. I wish. And we only know that there's only one perfect one. And that's God Almighty himself. God Almighty himself. Do I make mistakes? Yes. Do I struggle at times? Yes. Do I fail? Yes. But we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But sweet Jesus picks us back up and places us on that path of righteousness. Praise him. See, church, God's mercy is bigger than any mistake that you can have. God's mercy is bigger than every failure you can go through. Or God's mercy and forgiveness is bigger than any disappointment you may have. Yes. And I want to quote this song on that. One of my favorite songs says, just because God said it, that's enough for me. That's enough for me. Church, we must evaluate our faith. We must evaluate our faith. Take time to evaluate our faith. See, your faith didn't stop when you accepted Christ. It didn't stop there. This faith is an up and down journey. Up and down journey through this life. See, whether our circumstances are up or our circumstances are down, we must not waver in our faith. We must not waver in our faith, church. See, if we want God's promises, we have to do God's work. If we want God's promises, we have to do God's work. And God's work is living by his word. It's living by his word. We must get ourselves in a faith-filled attitude. A faith-filled attitude. There are some things, church, that we can't do on our own strength, in our own strength. There are some things we just can't do. There are some things we just don't know and will not understand in our own minds. No. But see, we have Jesus. And by faith, we know that Jesus is with us. By faith, we can't see him, but we know without a shadow of a doubt that he is with us. And he will give you strength in your time of need. He will give you wisdom in your time of understanding. Jesus. And through Christ Jesus, the Bible tells us all things are possible. All things are possible by faith. By faith. James 1:22 reads, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves, church. Deceiving yourself. See, this is very important. Very important. Because your actions will tell whether you are just hearers of the word and not doers of the word. Remember, the world is watching. The eyes are on God's people. We are the holders of God's word. The holders of God's word. And we must evaluate our faith, church, by God's word. Evaluate your faith by God's word. God's word will expose us. It will expose us. It will let everyone know how real our faith is in the things of God. As faith-filled believers, we will be judged by God's word. Each and every one of us will be judged by God's word. We'll be judged by God's word, by man, but most importantly, by God. So we will do justice to read God's word, to follow the commandments of God's word, because he will judge us. There will be judgment by his word, by his word. Romans 10:17 reads, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let's read that again if you want faith. If you want faith, faith then comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing by the word of God. See, first, when we acknowledge that the Bible is the word of God, see, and when we listen and hear the word of God, we must trust and believe in the word of God. See, our faith will grow as we hear and as we read the word of God. The Holy Spirit will reveal God's truth to the reader. He will reveal God's truth to the reader. Our faith will grow stronger in the things of God. Our faith will grow stronger in the word of God. Our faith will grow stronger in the will of God. And God will place you right where he wants you. Again, church, we must evaluate our faith by the word of God. By the word of God. How much do you believe in God's promises? When you read God's word, how much do you truly believe in the promises that God has for you? And do you want the promises of God? Do you want the promises of God? Then you must not waver in your faith in the living word of God, church. You must not waver. Must not waver. Do you really know the plans and purposes God has for you? Do you want those plans and purposes, the promises of God, the good things that God has promised you in your life? Do we really want that, church? We may not deserve it, but it's there. It's there. It's there. The things that God has in store for you is great. It's great. Let's read. We must do what God says, standing strong in our faith, not wavering, not wavering. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We must let God do in our lives what he says he will do through Jesus Christ, church. Amen. See, when we live by faith, by the living word of God, there are some things that God has promised us. There are some things that God has promised you by your faith. By your faith. The Bible tells us God's promises are yes and amen through Christ Jesus in the glory of God. Church, God has promised you favor. God has promised you favor upon your life, church. Favor. God has promised you wisdom. Wisdom. God has promised you provision. Receive it. God has promised you provision. God has promised you strength. Strength. God has promised you protection. Protection, church. Protection. God has promised you peace. Peace. Peace, church. God has promised you joy. Joy through Christ Jesus. Joy. The joy of the Lord. And church, God has promised you victory. Victory. Victory over sin and death. The desires of the flesh. Victory. See, we must exercise our faith to receive these promises of God. Exercise your faith if you want these promises, church. Exercise your faith. Strengthen your faith. Don't let your faith stand stagnant. Exercise it. Exercise it, church. James 2:14 reads, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? And we know that faith without works is dead." It's no good, right? It's no good. True faith shows itself in the obedience to God and his word. If we have true faith, we will be obedient to God and in his word. Whatever his word says, that's what we will be obedient to, church. Yes. Yes. See, faith moves us into action. Faith moves us into action. As we read God's word, faith moves us into action. Into action. God's word transforms lives. Transforms lives. The transformation of God's word in our lives. That's what changes you. The word. You are washed by the word. Remember before Christ how dirty we were? How dirty we were. Man. And the word just washed us clean. Word said, white as snow. White as snow. The transforming power of God's word. Yes, God, we thank you. When faith in God's word is not active, it's just God's word. When faith in God's word is not active, it's just God's word. Meaning, faith in God's word is not active in your lives. The Bible can't be the living word of God. It can't be the living word of God. It's not active. Faith in God's word not active, church, means that Proverbs cannot and will not be the living Proverbs. Will not. It will be just words. That's not what God wants. Activate your faith. God's word moves us into action. Moves us into action. I can easily say faith is an action word. It's an action word. How can we make God's word active in our lives? How can we make God's word active in our lives? So it comes to this, church, by doing what God says do. Simple as that. Doing what God says do. So going forward, as we read our word daily, throughout the week, church, throughout the week, pay attention to the promises of God that he has for you. Through your faith, pay attention to the things that God has for you. Believe it by faith. Believe it by faith. Just don't read the word. God promises you things. Believe it by faith. Obedience to God's word. Obedience to God's word. I want to read Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 10. It's not on the board, but I want to read it to you. These are promises of God for the faith-filled believer. Promises of God for the faith-filled believer. You and I. That's who you are. You are a faith-filled believer. Believe it. Walk in it. Walk in it. God's word. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commands that I am giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the world. You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Your towns and your fields will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. The offspring of your herds and flocks will be blessed. Your fruit baskets and breadboards will be blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. The Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you from one direction, but they will scatter from you in seven. The Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything that you do and will fill your storehouses with grain. The Lord your God will bless you in the land that he is giving you. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, the Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he swore he would do. Then all the nations of the world will see that you are a people claimed by the Lord. And they will stand in awe of you. The word of God, the blessings of God for the faith-filled believer. God has promises for us, church. Promises by doing what he says, what he tells us to do. Amen? Amen. Amen. So by doing what God tells us to do, God also said this in Matthew 4:4, it reads, but he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Where, church, do we find the words of God? Amen. Amen. And in closing, I want us to read God's word through Proverbs chapter 15. And as we read his word, church, I want you to listen to the wisdom that God has in store. Just listen to the wisdom that God has in store for us. Proverbs 15:1 reads, a gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words makes tempers flare. A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words makes tempers flare. Proverbs 15:3. The Lord is watching everywhere, keeping his eye on both the evil and the good. The Lord is watching everywhere, keeping his eye on both the evil and the good. Proverbs 15:4. Gentle words are a tree of life. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Gentle words are a tree of life. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Proverbs 15:5. Only a fool despises a parent's discipline. Whoever learns from correction is wise. Only a fool despises a parent's discipline. Whoever learns from correction is wise. Proverbs 15:10. Whoever abandons the right path will be severely disciplined. Whoever hates correction will die. Whoever abandons the right path will be severely disciplined. Whoever hates correction will die. Proverbs 15:16. Better to have little with the fear of the Lord than to have great treasure and inner turmoil. Been there. And lastly, Proverbs 15:20. A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother. A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother. The living Proverbs. Faith in the living word of God. Faith in the living word of God. Let us pray. Father, thank you, Father. Thank you for the faith that you've put in us. Thank you for the correction of your word. Father, I thank you for your people, Father. Thank you for your people, Father. Thank you for them walking in your ways, God. God, when we mess up, God, we thank Jesus for lifting us back up, God. God, we owe you everything, God. We owe you everything, God. That's why we're here, God, to worship you, to honor you, to glorify you, God. It is all you, God. It is all you, God. And I thank you, God. I thank you, God. And you have my hallelujah, God. You have my hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.